Judiciary Committee will come to order. Good afternoon. As we continue to take some precautions to manage ongoing COVID-19 risks, the Senate continues to welcome the public to our hearings and has provided access to both in-person and teleconference participation for public comment. For all individuals wishing to provide public comment, the participant toll-free number and access code is posted on today's committee website. It will be displayed on the screen. I will announce it now. Today's participant number is 877-226-8163, and the access code is 7622462. For detailed instructions on how the teleconference system works, please refer to the Senate and Judiciary Committee websites. I will maintain decorum during the hearing as is customary, and any individual who is disruptive may be removed from the remote hearing service or have their comments and connections muted. We are holding our committee hearing here in the O Street building, also known as the swing space. I will ask all members of the committee to come to room 2100 so we can establish a quorum and begin our hearing. All right. We're going to proceed as a subcommittee. We do not have a quorum at present, but we're going to proceed as a subcommittee. I should note that file item number 7, AB 1788, by Assemblymember Cunningham, has been pulled. In other words, it won't be heard today. Before we start on the consent calendar, I'm going to announce the bills that are on the consent calendar so that those who are watching and listening are aware. All right. We have the following items on the consent calendar. File item number 1, AB 1726, by Assemblymember Aguiar Curry. File item number 3, AB 1866, by Assemblymember Chen. File item number 4, AB 2288, by Assemblymember Choi. File item number 5, AB 1926, by Assemblymember Choi. File item number 6, AB 2431, by the Assembly Banking and Finance Committee. File item number 8, AB 1661, by Assemblymember Davies. File item number 9, AB 1730, by Assemblymember Davies. File item number 11, AB 2662, by Assemblymember Calra. File item number 12, AB 1716, by Assemblymember Manchine. File item number 13, AB 1802, by Assemblymember Manchine. File item number 14, AB 1745, by Assemblymember Nguyen. And finally, file item number 15, AB 1208, by Assemblymember Ting. I will defer a motion on the consent calendar.
Yes.
All right. So we have Assemblymember Ward, I believe, has there's a letter on file or to be presented concerning presentation in his absence. Is that right? Okay. Great. So who will be presenting for Assemblymember Ward? Come on up and approach the microphone. Yes, right there at the podium. And this is file item number 16, is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And could you give us your name and your position for the record?
Charles Loudon. I'm a legislative aide for Assemblymember Christopher Ward.
All right. And is this the first bill you've ever presented?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
All right. Well, then I'm going to ask Senator Laird not to be his usual cantankerous self then. So, all right.
Dream the impossible
dream. There we go. Okay. All right, we're going to proceed as a subcommittee. Mr. Loudon, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members. In 2020, the legislature passed AB 218, which aligned the process for updating transgender...
So, Mr. Loudon, before you begin, let me ask, do you accept the committee's amendments?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Go ahead.
In 2020, the legislature passed AB 218, which aligned the process for updating transgender marriage certificates with the existing process for updating birth certificates. However, during the implementation process earlier this year, Judicial Council became aware of inconsistencies in the statutory language. These issues have frustrated the Judicial Council's ability to develop forms required to implement AB 218, and therefore immediate fixes are required in order to meet their internal deadlines. AB 421 simply corrects the statutory language to ensure that Judicial Council can implement the AB 218 provisions by its stated implementation date of January 1, 2023. For witnesses in support, I have Tommy Martin with Equality California and Deanna Glick with the Judicial Council of California. Thank you.
Ms. Martin, go ahead.
Thank you.
Sorry, Ms. Martin, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair and Committee members. Tommy Martin on behalf of Equality California. We were a sponsor of AB 218 last year, which, as the author's office has stated, streamlined the process for transgender Californians to update certain vital records. AB 421 will now streamline the process of judicial counsel implementing AB 218, and that's why we have the urgency clause in there to align with judicial counsel's timeline for producing the new forms and whatnot. So we thank Assemblymember Ward's office for closing the loop on this, and thank you. Urge the committee's support today as well.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Martin. And Diana Glick, are you available on the phone?
I am here.
All right. Ms. Glick, go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Diana Glick, and I am representing the Judicial Council today. We are in support specifically of the urgency clause in this bill because our hope is to be able to have forms in place on January 1, 2023 that accurately reflect the processes for name and gender change for minors in the state of California. As I'm sure you know, each year in response to legislative action, the Judicial Council develops and amends their rules and forms in order to conform with the recent legislative changes. And this is a year-long process that requires significant internal review, quality control to ensure that our rules and forms are of the highest possible quality. The cornerstone of this process is the receipt of public comment, which often generates changes and improvements to the form. So this is both a transparent and a time-consuming process, which is why, unfortunately, without the urgency clause, if AB 421 is enacted under the normal time frame, we would not be able to update our forms in time for a January 1, 2023 implementation date. So for this reason, the Judicial Council strongly supports the urgency clause, and we look forward to the clarifications set forth in AB 421 so that the forms that are required to process these requests in the courts will be accurate and clear as to the responsibilities of petitioners to provide proper notice of minor petitions. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Glick. All right. Other witnesses here in room 2100 wishing to testify in support, seeing no one approaching the microphone. Let's now turn to the phone. Moderator, if you would queue up those on the phone who are in support of AB 421.
At this time, we have no participant lines on the phone.
All right. Let's bring it back here. Those in opposition, anyone here in room 2100 wish to testify in opposition? Seeing no one approach the microphone, I have no opposition witnesses listed. Let's turn to the phone. Moderator, if there's anyone on the phone who's in opposition to AB 421, if they'd make themselves known.
At this time, we have no participants on the phone line.
All right. Bring it back to committee. Questions? Yes, Senator Laird.
I just have a comment. This is a cleanup bill on last year. There's nobody opposing at the right time. I will be happy to make a motion when we have a full committee or out of the subcommittee. And I would congratulate you on your lack of hazing and congratulations on your first ever bill presentation.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. Other questions, comments? Seeing none. All right. We will at the appropriate time move the bill. My suggestion to you, Mr. Loudon, though, is if this bill should pass, and I expect it will, that you should not present any more bills because you'll be batting 1,000, and you can only do worse than that. So, all right. Yes, would you like to close?
Yes, I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
All right. Excellent close. Okay. So. Yeah. You can let Assemblymember Ward know that you were greeted with a round. He's never probably had that happen. A round of applause when you were finished. All right. Assemblymember Gallagher, if you're available, we'll go ahead and hear your bill. So we now have, we're just one short, so if Senator Wieckowski or Senator Hertzberg would appear, we would have a quorum, we could be done with our business immediately. Senator Caballero, if you're available, if you would present yourself.
She's also in housing.
All right, Madam Chief Counsel, if you would call the roll for purposes of establishing a quorum. Oh, I'm sorry.
Umberg?
Here.
Umberg here. Borges? Caballero? Here. Caballero here. Durazo? Here. Durazo here. Gonzalez? Here. Gonzalez here. Hertzberg? Jones? Laird? Here. Laird here. Stern? Wieckowski?
Here.
Wieckowski here. Wiener?
Present.
All right, do we have a motion on the consent calendar?
So move.
Oh, we have a quorum, right? Yes, okay.
Yes.
Move the consent
Senator calendar. Laird moves the consent calendar. Madam Secretary, if you would call the roll on adoption of the consent calendar.
Umberg?
Aye.
Umberg, aye. Borges? Caballero?
Aye.
Caballero, aye. Durazo?
Aye.
Durazo, aye. Gonzalez?
Aye.
Gonzalez, aye. Hertzberg? Jones? Laird?
Aye.
Laird, aye. Stern, Wieckowski?
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
Mr. Chair, I would move file item 16, you AB 421, Ward.
All right.
Seven votes
on the consent calendar. We'll come back to that. If you would just call the roll on AB 421 as moved by Senator Laird. I see Madam Chief Counsel's motioning. Oh, consent calendar has been adopted.
No, it's on call.
It's on call.
Yes, yeah. All the above. All right. So, okay, let's do AB 421. It's been moved by Senator Laird. Okay. It's file item number 16.
And we had a presentation by a staff member.
Yeah. Okay.
With amends?
Yes, with amends. Okay, Madam Secretary, if you would call the roll.
Umberg?
Aye.
Umberg, aye. Borges? Caballero?
Aye.
Caballero, aye. Durazo?
Aye.
Durazo, aye. Gonzalez?
Aye.
Gonzalez, aye. Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Jones? Laird?
Aye.
Laird, aye. Stern? Wieckowski?
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
Oh, hopefully they'll
name. 8-0.
All right, that bill is out. All right, next we're going to go back to the consent calendar. If you would call the absent members on the consent calendar.
Borges, Hertzberg,
aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Jones, Stern.
All right, thank you very much.
8-0.
We're going to...
8-0.
8-0. The consent calendar is adopted.
Yes.
All right. So there are some other bills that are eligible to be presented today. Because the Assembly right now is occupied with other business, we're going to defer the presentation and the consideration of any other bill that was proposed to be considered today until a later hearing. I don't know, do any committee members have questions? Otherwise, we're going to adjourn until next Wednesday, in room fill-in-the-blank later. Okay. I think that's it. Madam Chief Counsel, anything else? All right. We are adjourned for today.